Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, September 15th. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. President Trump said in a post on Truth Social that a meeting between a U.S. team led by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and his Chinese counterparts had gone, quote, very well, and hinted at a deal over the future of TikTok, which faces a looming U.S. ban. President Trump said that young people will be very happy with the deal and that he will be speaking to President Xi on Friday. In other news regarding China, the country's antitrust regulator said today that a preliminary investigation found NVIDIA violated the country's anti-monopoly law regarding an acquisition of an Israeli company that was completed in 2020. The regulator said the investigation was continuing and it didn't elaborate on the alleged violations or say whether the chip company would be punished. Finally, Tesla shares jumped in pre-market trading this morning after CEO Elon Musk disclosed he purchased more than 2.5 million shares in the company via a trust on Friday, his first purchase of the stock in the open market since February of 2020. This move signals Musk's commitment to Tesla as their board prepares for a shareholder vote on a lucrative new pay package that could make him as much as $1 trillion in stock over the next decade. Currently, Musk's roughly 20% stake in the company is worth about $250 billion. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.
Do you want to know about science that's changing the world? I'm Alicia Wainwright, and I'm excited to tell you that When Science Finds a Way is back for Season 3. From next-generation scanning showing us new images of the human body to tackling youth depression with problem-solving skills, to the new research into healthcare that's putting autistic voices front and center. When Science Finds a Way. Listen to Season 3 wherever you get your podcasts.